Hello and welcome to Quick Insights. Today, we're diving into a topic that touches many lives across Australia, the National Disability Insurance Scheme, or NDIS. Introduced in 2013, it was a landmark reform, a promise of dignity, choice, and control for people with disability, shifting from outdated charity models to a rights-based approach. The initial vision was truly inspiring, aiming to provide essential support and empower individuals. However, a decade on, this noble idea is facing significant strains. We're seeing issues like widespread fraud, market distortions, bureaucratic overload, and costs that are rapidly escalating beyond initial projections. It's a complex situation that demands our attention. The financial reality is stark. The NDIS is currently costing over $45 billion annually. Projections indicate that without significant intervention, this figure could skyrocket to an astonishing $100 billion within the next decade. This rapid growth raises serious questions about the scheme's long-term sustainability and its ability to fulfill its original promise. Let's delve deeper into some of the key challenges. Fraud is a major concern, with an estimated $2 billion being lost annually. This ranges from providers submitting inflated invoices for services never delivered to outright scams, draining vital resources meant for participants. The marketization of the NDIS has also led to unintended consequences. We now have over 20,000 registered providers, a massive increase. While this has brought some benefits, it's also resulted in variable quality of services and created thin markets in regional areas where choice is severely limited, defeating the scheme's purpose. Furthermore, there's a bureaucratic overcorrection. Increased assessments and administrative hurdles are burdening participants and their families. The focus seems to be shifting from providing essential support to a constant need for justification, creating unnecessary stress and complexity. So what's the way forward? Proposed reforms aim to address these issues head-on. These include changes to eligibility criteria, focusing on functional capacity rather than just diagnoses, a modernized planning system, and an overhaul of provider registration to enhance oversight. Crucially, these changes need to involve strengthening regulation to combat fraud, rebuilding crucial community and foundational supports that have been neglected, and rebalancing the market to favor nonprofit and community-based organizations, especially in underserved areas. Investing in the disability workforce is also paramount, ensuring they have the support and resources needed to provide quality care. The NDIS is a vital scheme, and it is worth saving. It requires honest, courageous reform to restore its original intent, providing genuine choice, dignity, and fairness for all Australians with disability.